Vayter in Shasper and Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches, bringing it up 8 lines down, second word on the line, continuing on with Mashiach ideas, V'amar Rabbi Abba, Ein Lecha Keitz Megula Mizeh. There's no more clear understanding when the end's going to be than the following. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'atem Harei Yisrael Anpichem Titenu Pirichem Tisu L'Ami Yisrael. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, because they are coming back home. Says Rashi that Megula Mizeh means Kishetiten Eretz Yisrael Piria Ayin Yofeh Us Yikra Vakates, we call Vakates when the payers are growing and all that stuff is happening, then the cases end. Ve'in lecha Kates Megula Yos, they don't have anything which is more clear than such a sign. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Mizeh, that also there's nothing more clear than the following idea. Shenamar, as it says, Ki lefnei ha-yamim ha-heim schar ha-adam lo niyo schar behem einenu. Before those days, there was no wage for man and no wage for animals. Rashi says, Avodas ha-adama shehi al yidei behem einenu. Then, says Rashi, that's when Mashiach is going to come. What does it mean when it says, and to him that leaves or enters, there was no peace for from the enemy, the one who's causing pain? Rav Amar, Af Tamid Chachamim, Shekasa Behem, Shalom, Dechsev Shalom, Rav Lovi Sasecha. Even Tamid Chachamim, what it says about them, that there's an abundance of peace for the Lo'avi Sachas, those who love your Torah, Ain Shalom, Pnei Tzar, there's going to be no peace from the Tzar, from the enemy. All right, so it's saying, even those who deserve to have peace, meaning the Tamid Chachamim, are not going to have it because of how much trouble is going on over there. We're not going to have peace, says Rashi. Otherwise, the Yitzhar is going to be attacking. This is not going to come until all the prices are going to be equal. Rashi says, Shav and Shar, Hatvua, V'yayin, Revachim, Kedamirin, Chamishis, Sova, Gadol. Like it said, in the fifth year, there's going to be a great abundance. So, Shashrin, Shkulin, Shav, Shkulin, Karim, or it means that everything is going to be a kai. Everything is going to be expensive. Amrev Chanina, Im Ben David Ba, Achi, Isbakish, Dag, Lechol, V'yamatsi. Shach's not going to come until you're going to go and seek for a sick person fish, and you're not going to be able to find the fish. Now, what does that mean? That means it's going to be, you know, a person's sick, you give them meat. But during this time, they're not even going to be able to find fish over here, which is like free out in the ocean. And then I will make their water settle and cause the rivers to flow like oil. Rashi says that it should be cool and kfuyin, kivan shaim, kfuyin, in dagim, and tzayim, bechaka. Right? Since it's going to be all nasty, the water, it's going to be all congealed, there's not going to be any fish there. Because of him, who at Smiach Karen the Beis Yisrael, and it says that on that day I'm going to go and sprout for the Beis Yisrael. Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba'ad Shetichal Malchus HaZalim Yisrael, but it's not going to come until the government has ceased from Israel. What does that mean, Malchus HaZalim, though? Shalot Ha'ilayim Shum Sholtanus, right, this is talking about the lowly government. He's going to cut off the shoots with shears, like with these scissors. It's going to be Dunsky. Yuval Shaila Hashem Hashem Tzvakos Amim Mushach Morat. And after that, it says at that time, it's going to be a gift, a shy, a gift that's going to be brought to Hashem, a people pulled and torn. Says the Gemara, Amar Zir, Amar Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad She Yichlu Gasei Ruch Meisrael, until all the arrogant people are left from Israel. Shenema Ki Oz Osir Mikir Beich, Alize Gav Oseich, Pasuk in Tzfanya. Then I will remove from your midst those who delight in your arrogance. Uksev, and it says, right after the next Pasuk, V'yishar Tibikir Beich, Am Ani V'dal Chasu B'Shem Hashem. That I'm going to leave in the midst a humble and forbearing people, and they will take refuge in the name of Hashem. Meaning, in that type of situation, then they're going to finally have Mashiach. Rashi says, "Klom shetov tavulam geula v'yachsu b'tzel shetkai," be able to be in the shadow of Hashem, and the, you know, by the wings of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ein Ben David Ba Ad Sheyichlu Kol Shoftim V'Shotim Yisrael. That until, what's going to happen until Mashiach's going to come, until all Shotim and Shotim are gone. And Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vashiva Yadi Alayich Etzof Kabor Tzigayich. I'm going to turn my hand against you and clean away your dross as though with soap. That's like a word for like garbage. V'oshiva shavtaich, and then I'm going to restore your judges. Amarula, Ula says, and Yerushalayim niftei celibat tzedakah, Yerushalayim is not going to be redeemed except for with tzedakah. We've got to give tzedakah. Shenemar tzion b'mishnah tipada v'shaveh b'tzedakah. I must stress this over and over. You got to give at least ma'aser, if not more. At least ma'aser, my friend. Shenemar tzion b'mishnah tipada, tzion will be redeemed through justice. V'shaveh b'tzedakah, and we're going to return through tzedakah. If the arrogant disappear, then batli amgushe. Then amgushe will disappear as well. What's amgushe? Rashi says, Parsiim mechashvim shemitzayin liYisrael. These were these Parsiim, these Persians that were involved in sorcery and witchcraft. And some say it means like avodah zarah. Ibatli dayane, if you get rid of the dayanim, then batli gazirpati. You get rid of gazirpati, and that is what says Rashi. Shoftim over the chum. These non-Jewish judges, achoftim is the sub maklus. He said beat them with sticks. Get rid of the arrogance, get rid of the kishav. I'm going to clean away your garbage as though with soap, and I'm going to remove all of your tin. If you're mevatel dayane, batli gazir Pati, Siv Hase Hashem Mishpatayech Pina Ivech. Hashem has removed your judgments, he's turned away from the enemy. Amr of Yochanan, Imra Isadoshim is Mayit Waholechakelo. If you see that there's a generation that's getting less and less, I mean it's getting more and more poor, wait for the Mashiach. Shanamar Ves Am Ani Toshia. I'm gonna go and save this Am Ani. Amr of Yochanan, Imra Isadosh Tsaris Rabbis Bosalov Kenar Hakelo. If you see this is a generation that Tsaris are coming on to them one after the next, then wait for Mashiach. Shanamar Kiyavel Kenar Tsar Ruach Hashem No Sisa Bo. As the pasuk says, that for distress is going to come like a river with the spirit of Hashem devouring within it. Right? Meaning that what, says Rashi, that it's even that Ruach HaMakom Nokevus Mecharevus Hassan and Matzaros HaBosh Af Hu Meskav Lashmid Kosh Boch is the one, like so to speak, that's doing it, trying to destroy them. Mesamech Lein, after it says, Uva Litzion Goel is going to be a redeemer, is coming to Tzion. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Bi David Ba'ala B'Dor Shekul Zakev L'Kul Shachai the Mashiach is not going to come unless the generation is completely meritorious Zakai or completely Chayev, totally good or totally bad. B'Dor Shekul Zakai D'Chsev Amech Kula Tzadikim liolam yishuaretz. So then, once the tzadikim, they're going to inherit the land, always and always. Rashi says, "Haynu geula bedor shekulu chayav." Or generous is totally chayav. The chesiv yar ki ein ish veyishtamim ki ein mavgiach. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, he says that he saw there's no man, and he was shocked that there was no one to go ahead and no one to intervene or to go and to help. Uksev lamani eseh, and it says, "For my sake, I will act." The end of the pasuk basically says, because ki ein yechel, how could it be that there's going to be a chilul Hashem over here? If not, that if all of the Jews are gone and they're finished, so you have to go and save them. So it shouldn't say that, oh, God can't do anything. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami, we have a contradiction. It says Beita that Hashem is going to bring Mashiach in its time, and there's a setup time it's going to happen. Ksiv Achishena means it's going to come quickly. Zachu, how do you answer the two Pesukim? Zachu Achishena. If you Zachu, then you make it quicker. Lo Zachu Beita. If not, then it's going to come in its time. We wish that it comes earlier. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. It says that, behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a man came, which seems like it's going to come very quickly. Rashi says, "Bimehirus." And Uksev, we have a pasuk says, "Ani v'rochev al chamor." No, it's a poor person coming on a donkey. Rashi says, "Ani abal al chamor, but atzlus," like with laziness and slowness. And for the Gemara, no question, because zochu emanoni shemayim. If zochu, it's going to come quick. Bam. Lo zochu ani v'rochev al chamor. Then it's going to come this humble person riding on his donkey. Story time. Amar leishvor malka l'shmuel. Amrisu shmuel, this king, Shapur. He says to Shmuel, he says, Amrisu Mashiach al chamreya. So you can say he's going to come on a donkey? Yishad leisus barka de isli. Why don't I send like my best horses? Let him come on a nice horse. I says susmasurak mechuvan minah sheishli the ganai who sheyav al chamor. It's the ganai is going to come with that milagli guy. Rashi says he's actually making fun. Lusha pchina susya batka sus badak larutz. He's like it should be able to run and fast and whatever. Well, at least he's back. Oh, mi islach bar chiver gavne. Do you have a horse that's 100 colors? Right. In other words, he's saying your best horse you're going to bring is not as going to be as nice as the donkey of Mashiach. Right. And Rashi says that b'milsa ba'amadochi, it was just like pushing him off with like words, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so he's standing by the entranceway of the cave of Shimon bar Yochai. We learned famously in Lamed Gimel in Shabbos. Amar Lei, so he says to Eliyahu Navi, Asina Lama Dasi, am I going to go to Olam Haba? Am I going to make it? Amar Lei, he says back to him, Im Yirtza Adon Azeh, then if Hashem wants, Rashi says, the Shechina was there. So he's saying, if this one wants it, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shnaim Raisi, V'kol shlosha shamati. He says, I saw two people, but I heard the voice of three. And that's around. She says, Shechina ba'adoi. The Shechina was there. Amalei says back to him, Emas asi Mashiach. So he said again, Shabbat says, when is Mashiach going to come? Amalei, Zil Shayel today. What are you asking me? Go ask him. This is Rashi, L'Mashiach. Go ask Mashiach. Echen Yosef says, well, where is he sitting? Apischa de Karta. He's sitting at the gate of the city. Rashi says he wasn't sitting in the city, but he was sitting at where? He was sitting, Mashiach was by the gates of the city, means by the part of Gan Eden that's facing the city. Now the Gra actually switches it to say, where's he sitting? Get rid of the word Dakarta, which means the city, and say Deromi, he's sitting by Romi. Umay Simane, what's his simon? Like, how am I going to know who he is? So he says, oh, don't you worry. Yosef Beini Aniye Sovli Chaloim. He's sitting with Aniyim, the poor people that are being sold, that are dealing with all different types of diseases. Rashi says, Menugayim. Menugayim, they're like Taras. Vuhu Nami Menugayim. Yosef has, Zachsev, Vuhu Mechulal, Mipshav, Uksev, Chalayenu, Hu Nasa. Right? So he has it himself. Vakula and Shav, Vaisir, Vachad Zimna. All of them are untying and tying their bandages at the same time. Rashi says, Mi Sheesh La Arba, Vachamish Nagayim. Asal, Vachar, Vachad Zimna. They do it one time. Atir, Kol Nagyasam, Vachad. He took off one, he put one on. Rashi says, Mashiach, he takes off from one nega and he cleans it up and he ties it up again. After he does another one and so on and so forth. Why do you do that? Says Rashi, he doesn't take off two at the same time. The Savar, because he was thinking to himself, he boyly, if they need me, let's say for the goal, as you saw, they need me to come to do the gula, lois akib, because they stay in the garm. I don't want to be held back, be doing too many bandages. Sit back in the Gemara. Dilma Almar, he says, why is he doing one by one? Because Dilma, you know, maybe when I'm going to be needed, and any moment it can happen, the lo yakiv, I don't want to be held up because I have so many bandages to redo. Azalagabe, so early Shoban Levi went to Amarle, he says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Omari. You know, peace upon you, my master, my teacher. Amarle says back to him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. You know, Shalom to you, the son of Levi. Amarle says back to him, Le'emas Asi Mar, when are you going to come? Amarle, Hayom, I'm coming today. Also, the Gabi Leo went to him and says, Amalei, Leo says to him, Mayo Melecha, what did he say to you? Amalei, he says, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Amalei, wow, after Chalach La'abuch La'almadasi. He's guaranteeing that you and your father are going to Olam Haba. And you got to be a major tzaddik, the fact that he says such a thing. Rashi says, do you love tzaddikim gemur metem? La'ava yayiv lach shalma, v'la'ava mitka shmeda v'chimun. He said, Shalom, you want to give it to your father. Amalei says to him, Shakuri kom shakabi. He said, you lied to me though. Amalei ayom asini. He said, because I'm coming today. And he's not here. V'lo asa, he didn't come. I don't know what's going on. Amalei says back to him, Hachi amal chazur. He said, ayom im bekolo tishmo. Today, if you listen to the voice, Rashi says, Shalakadish baruch tishmo. You listen, then I'm going to come. It's very posh. It's Vamish. And you think like, oh, it's a whole process. We got to do tshuva. We got to do the right thing. It's got to be all of Klai Yisrael together. Achtos. Sholo Tamida. Well, I guess we all have to listen, right? So Sholo Tamida with Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Emesai ben Darabo. When's he coming? Oh, he says, Misiari ni shavet tevakshu many oaths. I'm scared you can ask me for some sort of sign. So Amalei says, no, ain't on the makshim mechaos. We're not asking for a sign. Amalei said to him, the kishayipo ashara zebi ibana. When this gate falls and is rebuilt, Rashi says, "Al ir Romi should be ir Romi." Haya osa shar. There was this gate in the Yerushalayim. V'yipol yibane, and then it falls a second time, and then it's rebuilt. V'yipol, it falls a third time. V'ein maspikin livnoso as ben David ba, and they're not going to build it up. And they don't have a chance to do. Rashi's pam shlishis until Mashiach comes. Someone said to him, "Rabbeinu, tein lanu os." Give us a sign. Amalami says, "Velo kacha maritem li she'in atem vakshem v'neos." Didn't you say you're not going to ask for a sign? Amalami said to him, "Ve'afal pika." And even so, Amalami said, "Im kein yehofchu mei me'oras pimyas ledam." If it's true, then let the waters of the cave of Pimyas turn into blood. Rashi says this is where the Yarden was coming out of was coming from. That's the source of the Yarden, the Jordan. V'nefchel adam, and it turned to blood. Exactly what he said was going to happen. Happened. B'shas p'ti raso amalahen. So it says that at the time when he was dying, he also said hamiku li aroni. Put my coffin deep. I want it to be deep in the ground. Beep. Turn the page. Sadechiz my base. She'en kol deko v'deko shem above hell. She'en sus shal parsim nikshabo. Ve'en lecha kol aron v'aron shem eretz yisrael. She'en sus madai ochabot tevin. There's not going to be a single palm tree in Bavel that a horse of the Persians won't be attached to. There's not going to be a single coffin in Eretz Yisrael out of which a horse of the Madai are not going to be eating straw. Or they're going to come and they're going to take out Bavel before they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is by Gog and Magog. And they're going to have so many people there, it's going to fill the whole country of Bavel. And they're going to be coffins that are going to be dug out of the ground to use to feed their animals. As I gazucked of Shlomi Yitzchaki. Now we get into the famous Mechavle Mashiach, the birth pangs of Messiah. Until the kingdom is extended over Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Roman Empire that is going to rule over, extended over for 9 months. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, L'chein yitnim ad eis yoleida yolada b'yeser echav yishuvan haban Yisrael. Therefore, he's going to surrender them until the time that one who gives birth is given birth. Then the rest of his brothers will return with the children of Israel. Amarula yesi v'lo echminei. May Hashem come, but I don't want to see him. Right, the suffering, the pain that's going to go through. Rashi says, "Mashiach v'lo achmine." It's so much pain. Chena Marabba, Yesev v'lo achmine. Let him come. I don't want to see. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Yesev v'eske deisev deitev betula dekufise dekufisa dechamei. May merits to sit in the shadow of his donkey's excrement. He very much wanted to be there. Rashi explains, "Betula dekufisa dechamei." Is that Betzela Rea Shel Chamoro Klomar Afilu Bekachani Rotsa Bavatsharena Arena? I want to be there, even if I have to do that. I want to see it. Amalei Abaye LeRabba, my time. Why don't you want to see when Mashiach comes? Amalei Mishum Chevel Shem Mashiach. Is it Elei Mishum Chevel Shem Mashiach? When it says because of the pains of Mashiach. I've a time once in a brisa. Shalom to me of his Rabbi Elazar. My yasa adam yinatsa mechavul shem Mashiach. What can a person do to be saved from the pains of Mashiach? Yatsik b'tor megimis chasadim. You can be involved in torah megimis chasadim. Umar ha'tor v'hagimis chasadim. And you know you have both of those. It's like what would you be nervous about? And when he says back, Shema yigro mechit. Maybe sin is going to cause me to lose that type of protection, even if I had it. Kid the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Like Rabbi Yaakov, the Rami, we succeed. It says one place that Hashem promised to Yaakov, "Hine Anochi Imach, Ushmarticha b'chol shetich." I'm going to be with him in the guard. You never you go. And it also says, "Vayira Yaakov mod vayitzelo." Yaakov was very scared and he was very nervous about what's going to happen when Esav was on his way with 400 generals, 160,000 people. Shem Yisrael, Shem Yigur Nachid. He was worried that maybe sin is going to cause him to lose that protection. Kedetanya, ayayayay. Look at the Baisa. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. We say in Azashir. Until your people passes Hashem. Zubia Rishona, this is talking about the first coming into Eretz Yisrael. This is talking about Yoshua. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, until his people have acquired passes. Zubia Shnia, this is talking about with Ezra when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Emor Me'ata. So say that both of them are speaking about the same, are alluded to in the same pasuk. Ru'uyin ha'Yisrael la'asos lamnis kibir shnia. The Jewish people really deserve the miracle that happened to them in the second coming, right? Kibir shnia, kibir b'shana, just like in the first time they came. What happened with the coming with Yoshua, the Jordan split, another splitting of the sea, and Yericho fell, and there are other miracles that were going on over there, and really should have happened also with the second one, Elisha Garam Lachet, but rather because sin caused him to go ahead and to lose it. Therefore, they didn't end up getting it. B'china Rabbi Yochanan, Yesi v'lo echmine. Come, but I don't want to see it. I'm like Rish Lakish, my time, why don't you want to see it? What do you mean? Elam Mishum Dhsev Kasha Yonas Ishmi Pneha Ari Pagoa Dovaba Bayz Samach Yodal Kir and Shakha Nakosh. And if it's what because of the fact that when a man runs from a lion and a bear meets him and entering his house, he leans hands on the wall. And a snake bites him, a pasukin amos, meaning a person is going to escape one issue to get us to another one. Hazeh, come on, I'm going to show you an example of this world. As much Adam Yotze Lasado, when a person goes out to the field, a Pagabo Santer, and he gets approached by a Santer. This Rashi brings us from the Gemara in Bava Basa, Daf Samiches, is a person who's the official who knows all of the boundaries of all of people's properties, and he can go and expand someone's property, he can make it smaller. If you think so, and if someone goes and sees him checking out his field, he's going to be really nervous and he's going to make it smaller. When he goes into the town, he gets greeted by the Gabai Stucker, which is Govim Masa Melech, and the one who takes the taxes from the king. It's like you've got a bear. He goes to his house. He finds his family there in Hungary. It's like a snake bit him. So he's like saying that this thing is happening during before Mashiach are not necessarily more severe than those that are found even now. So, like, why wouldn't you want to be there for it? The things are happening right now, bad things. Because it says, Shaluna, Pasuk in Yirmiyo, that Shaluna u im yoli zachar, madua reisi kol gever yadav al chalotzav ke yoli devenefchul koparam liriakon. Ask now and see whether a man gives birth. What do I see? Every man with his hands on his hips like a woman in labor, and all faces have turned pale. Right, so what's going on? Why is he going through pain, even though he's not having childbirth? My reisi kol gavra. What does it mean? I saw every man. What is that talking about? Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rav Misha kol gavura shalo. It's talking about the one who all the power belongs to. Rashi says, "Kosh Baruch Hu mitzdar ba'atzmo ki yoleda va'omer b'shal shemavir ovde kochav mipnei Yisrael hech abid elu mipnei elu." Right, he's saying that Hashem is going to be in this pain. And because he's going to have to go and destroy the other nations. Even though, obviously, he wants Bnei Yisrael to be successful, he also has other people that are in place. There's also coming here. Mashes of Umay Nefchu called Padam Lirako. What does it mean? The all face turn pale. Amar Biochan Pamalia Shalmaila, Pamalia Shalmata. It's talking about the hosts of angels upstairs and the ones downstairs, the Yidden, are all going to be pale from being scared. Rashi says, "Balachem Yisrael." Veshoshamar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Halalu Masiyad veLo Masiyad. Both of these are my handiwork. Hech Abid Elu Mipnei Elu. How can I get rid of these because of those? You know, well, I created all of them over here. So I have a nation that's over here. What do you want me to go and just get rid of them during the times of Mashiach? Amar Papa Hayim Midam Yinshi. This is like people say, "Roit veNafotura." An ox runs and falls. VaAzil veShadele Susia Beurie. And the master goes and puts a horse by its trough, like where it's eating. Rashi explains that what happened was is that the shore ran, fell down, they put a sus in its place to eat by its trough, like where they're eating the rectangular wooden whatever it is. But he didn't want to do that beforehand. But when it fell, what do you want him to do? Because he loved the shore even more. Mm-hmm. But when the shore got better, you know, that day or the next day. Now he didn't know what to do about the horse because of the ox, right after he put it over there. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying. Since he saw the Jewish people going down, he brought the greatness of Avodah Zarah to the Goyim. And now when Yisrael is coming back in Tshuva, Nigalim Kashal La'abed Ovi Kacham Mepnei Yisrael, it's hard for him to go and to remove it. Yom Rav Gidol Marav, Asid Yisrael De'achli Shnei Mashiach. They're going to eat the years of Mashiach. Meaning there's going to be great, great stuff going on. It says Rashi, which turns over to Dachlish Ne Mashiach, Sova Shiyeh Ba'osan Yavim Lisol. Yeah, there's going to be such great Sova, sustenance. Amar Yosef Pshita, obviously. Fela Man Ochilahu, right? Who enjoys the years of Mashiach? You want to say it's not the Jews? Of course they do. Chilak Ubilak Ochilahu. Chilak and Bilak are going to enjoy them? Right, these are just random names. So, in other words, like, what do you think? Like, it's going to be some random people? Of course, they're the ones who are going to do it. No, la fukim der v'hilah. It's coming to go to v'hilah. The Amar ein Mashiach li Yisrael shekvar achlu b'mei Chizkiyah. Who said there's not going to be Mashiach for Bnei Yisrael because they already enjoyed it during the times of Chizkiyah. He says that Chizkiyah HaMelech was Mashiach, and all the things of Mashiach that were said were about him. And yeah, it's talking about, not that it means that the Jewish people are going to get, he's not coming to school, other people are going to gain things, but he's just coming to say, go against Hillel, who says Mashiach came. Amarav. Lo'ibri alma elo David. The world is only created for David, right? Meaning, what do you mean for David? It means b'schus. Rashi and Rabbi says b'schus David shai asid lomer kamishus tishpachus, because he's gonna praise Hashem. Shmuel amar la Moshe is greater for Moshe, because he also says that what? It's right in here. Yeah, elo David. Right here is on my base. Lamoshe b'shus Moshe shai asid lekabas the Torah. He's gonna go and he's gonna receive the Torah. Rav Yochanan amar. L'Mashiach, who's created only for Mashiach. My Shmo, what's his name? The Vira B'Shilo Amri, Shilo Shmo. His name is Shilo. Shemar Ad Kiyavo Shilo. This is until Shilo comes. The Rav Yani Amri, Yinon Shmo. His name is Yinon. Says Rashi, Kamo Yanai. Kolechara Yudorish Acher Shmo. You see that? So he says, Rav Shila said that it's Shilo. Yanai said it's Yinon. Shenemar Yehi Shemo Leolam Ifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo, that may his name endure forever, for as long as the sun, may his name continue. To Rabbi Chanina Amar Chanina Shemo. So Chanina said his name is Chanina. Shenemar Asher Lo Eten Lachem B'Chanina. That says Rashi that Dayan Lo Yovah Mashiach. Alfar will not give you mercy. Pasuk in Yirmiyo. V'Yeshom Some say Menachem B'Chizkiya Shemo. His name is Menachem Ben Chizkiya. Ben Chizkiya Shemo. Ben Chizkiya. Shenamer ki rochak mimeni menachim meishiv davshi. Pasuk in Eicha Yeshva Badar. It means delaying coming. Rabbanan Amri. Chivra Devei Rebbe Shemo. That his name is, that Rashi is Mitzora Shel Beis Rebbe. The Mitzora, the Taras, of the house of Rebbe. Shenamer Achin Chalayenu. Hunasa umachovenu svalam vanachnu chashavnuhu nagua muka lokim muuna. Indeed, it was our disease that he bore and our pains that he endured, whereas we considered him plagued, smitten by God, and afflicted. Amar Rav Nachman, im min chayo. If Mashiach is alive, kigon ano, he's going to be someone like me. Shenamar b'haya adiru mimenu, moshel mikir b'yesei, that he's going to be, and the prince will be of their own, and the ruler will emerge from their midst. And see, Mashiach is going to be a powerful ruler who's coming from the royal family. And Rav Nachman had both of these things also. He's a father. His father-in-law was a Reish Galusa, coming from the Davidic dynasty, and they could say that he himself, that was coming from David, and also the son-in-law of Nachman was in a position of authority. They say Mashiach is going to be someone like him in such a way. Amarav, Imen Chayahu, if he's like Chayah, Kigon Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's going to be like Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Imen Misayahu, if he's from the dead, Kigon Daniel Ishchamudah, is like Daniel. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that if he's alive, he's going to be like Rabbi, and if he's someone that he died, he's like Daniel. What's going on with that? Because Rebbe and Daniel both went through terrible suffering. Rebbe had the disease, and Daniel was thrown into the lion's pit. Rabbi Domarav, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu La'amid Lehem David Acher, is going to raise another David for the Yidden. It's going to come from David Melch. Rashi says, Asad Lim Lachaleim is going to rule over them. Shenemar, Va'avdu as Hashem Elokeim, Ve'is David Malcolm Asher Akim Lehem. Who serve Hashem and David the king, who he raised up for them. Hakim Loam, it didn't say Hakim as in past tense, but rather future tense. Ela Akim, he's going to set up in the future. Amalei Apapala Abai, to send Ma'akseh, but David Avdi Nasi Lem Leolam, it says he's going to be the Nasi forever, which means he's not going to be another one, he's going to win in the future. Akigon Kesar Upalge Kesar. No, they're going to be like an emperor and a half emperor. Rashi says Melech Vishani Lo. Kain David, a Chadash Melech. He's going to be a Nasi, but not like a Melech. He's going to be like half of what he was. Darish Rabbi Simla, he might say what he said in the pasuk. Hoi hamisavim es yom Hashem, lama ze lechem yom Hashem, hu choshech v'lo or. Woe unto those who yearn for the days of Hashem. Why should you want the day of Hashem? It is darkness and not light. All right, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, in Amos. Mashal, the Tanugovataleif, it's like a rooster and a bat. Shemitzapin La'or, they're waiting for the light when dawn's going to come. So the rooster says the bat, I'm waiting for the light. Because the light is mine. Right? I'm going to get enough of him. Why do you want or, right? You're blind. Beep, turn the page. And this is what the one min said to Ravo. When's the Mashiach going to come? When darkness covers the people, right? Which people are talking about? You and your minim over here, right? So Amalei says back to him, are you cursing me? What's going on over there? So Amalei says to him, Kroksiv, the pasuk says, Kihini achotchukhase eres v'arafalu umim v'alach yizruch Hashem u'kvodo alach yirah. Behold, darkness will cover the earth and thick clouds of peoples. But upon you Hashem will shine, and upon you His glory will be seen. So he's saying that he was just telling a pasuk to what the min says. It wasn't coming to go ahead and to actually curse him. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.